He was setting to the gate, Yince Mair, when a man come running up and gin doon on his knees afore him, speered at him, "Good maister, what mun I do to win everlasting life?" Jesus said to him, "What for call ye me good? Doing as good been a good alone. Ye ken the commands. Thou shanna commit murder. Thou shanna steal. Thou shanna bear false witness. Thou shanna hod nae man oot his ain. Honour thy father and thy mother." The man answered, "Maister, I keep it all their commands frae I was a bairn." Jesus glowered at him and he took a heart liking for him. "Ye thing ye aye want," quo' he. "Gang your wa's, sell all your ocht, and gie the siller to the pair. It will be a neat life for ye, the bank o' heaven. Sign, heist ye back and gang my gate wi' me." At their words, the man hung his head and gaed awa unk away, for he had routh the world's gear. Saint Jesus looked round his disciples and said to them, "Who ill will them at his wealth hae winning into the kingdom o' God?" They fairly to hear him say that, but Jesus come back on it. "Bairns," quo' he, "who ill it is winning into the kingdom o' God? A comel will shinner gae through the ear needle, nor a rich man win into the kingdom o' God." At that the disciples was stunded oot o' measure, and said to leather, "Saying, what can be solved?" Jesus looked at them braid of the face and said, "It is abun the poor a man, but no the poor a God. God can for a' thing." Peter blathered out, "But what a hiss! We hae gien up a' thing and comed along wi' ye." "At weel, I tell ye," quo' Jesus, "there is nae ane has gien up hame, or brothers, or sisters, or mother, or feyther, or childer, or farm and fields for my sake and the gospel's, but will get 100 times as muckle new of the present world, be it houses or brothers or sisters or mothers or children or farms and fields, though no without persecution, and of the world to come everlasting life."